Brooklyn's Radio. Loving events in Surrey.
And joining me on the line this afternoon is the wonderful Keith McDonald. Keith, are you there?
Yes, I'm there. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Wonderful to speak to you, Keith.
Yes, so what would you like me to say?
Well, let's have a chat, shall we? You're here this afternoon to talk about a brilliant event that's going on between the 5th and the 8th over the Electric Theatre. But before we do that, do you want to tell us a little bit more about the group that you're involved with and what it is that you do?
Yep, right. It's Creaction Theatre Company, which I formed with an accomplished actress, Jane McIntyre, who had played Lady Macbeth for me some years before,
uh-huh.
A couple of friends, and basically we're a production company, and we wanted a free choice as to what we did and with whom. You know, we open auditions, we even take in people who've never acted before and work on them. And we've done 18 productions at the Electric Theatre, wide range of playwrights.
Mm.
You know, Russell, Pinter, Auden, Shakespeare, Oscar Wilde, Aitborn, Godmer, Bennett, you know, Frank McGuinness.
A big range.
Yeah, and we've also visited a school in Staines, Magna Carta.
Oh, yeah.
The Nomads and the National Trust in Kent.
Ah, the Nomad. Is that the Nomad Theatre down in East Horsley?
That's right.
Yeah, yes. We know them very well, you see. We know them very well.
And we've, if I may go, we've also done workshops at the Electric Theatre and also for the Prince's Trust at the YMCA.
Oh, amazing.
And we like to have a couple of evenings after performance, a discussion, you know, so if anyone in the audience wants to stay, they can fire questions at us, and that's always very interesting.
Fantastic. So you really do love the theatre, I can tell from the work you've done. What is your theatre background? How did you get involved with it?
Well, when I started working in London, I was a member of a club called the Hurlingham Club in Fulham, and which had a very good dramatic group. So I joined that, and I designed sets, acted and directed, and I even wrote some cabaret material for them, and adapted a couple of operas for a children's group. You know, Magic Flute and Carmen, of all things. Well, my Carmen was 13, actually, and had a turbocharged voice and taught herself the castanets. And
wow.
Met in a boys' school with girls in the sixth form, and we didn't have a toreador. He was a rugby fly half. So I rewrote the aria, you see. So then I came to Guildford in 1983, joined the Herald Players, which was at that time really the main, before the Electric Theatre was converted, group, and directed Tartuffe, Macbeth, Midsummer Night's Dream, Duchess of Malfi for them, and then Creaction.
And where did the idea for Creaction Theatre come about? What is it about the group?
What it is that we're very collaborative.
Mm.
We like to have everybody working together. We don't, I suppose, if I made an analogy, directing plays, I could say, well, supposing I want to sail a yacht to New York, I could get all my cast in the yacht and I tell them what to do. And on the other hand, if I invite them all to bring their own yachts, then, of course, they, decide how they want to do things. My main job, then, is merely to make sure we all arrive in New York and not in Rio de Janeiro.
A nice analogy. I like that.
Yeah. We find that system works very well, actually.
Mm.
Yes.
Fantastic. Sounds fantastic.
Yeah, well, we have a good time. We enjoy it very much.
That's very important.
I don't know whether that leads on to about our production of Twelfth Night.
I was going to say, so that's the big event that's coming on next, isn't it? So you've got a Twelfth Night bringing to the Electric Theatre. Tell us a little bit more about the show, and you've got a bit of a twist on it as well.
Yeah, we have. Well, of course, it is one of the best loved of Shakespeare's comedies. But also there's this rather interesting love side to it, and also the revenge on Malvolio.
Mm.
Our twist is, well, the first one is that it's an all-female cast. So if I could describe the way we have put it, you see, originally performed by men, boys playing girls playing boys, the all-female cast applies a new twist.
Yeah.
Girls play playing girls, playing men, falling in love with men played by women. So it's, no. So that's I think, a very good thing. And the and I think having all females, the actresses are very good to work with. They're very collaborative.
Yeah, I bet.
They are, and they can put over emotion very well.
Mm.
Of course, it gives them the opportunity to have great parts, which normally they wouldn't get, if you have a normal standard male and female cast.
Yeah, very true, very true. Yeah.
And the other thing, I think, which is other twist, is that we're doing it completely in the round and with the audience on four sides and the front row about, right next to the acting area. So if they stick their feet out, they'd probably trip one of my actors over. And but what it means is that everyone is very close, and which means they're much more involved, and the thing becomes much more intense.
Yeah, it does. It makes it very intimate, and it's good to see some of that style of theatre going on in Guildford and around Surrey, really.
Yes, I mean, a chap who'd come to Macbeth had also been to see Julius Caesar, and he said, Julius Caesar came and sort of talked to me. I thought I was the only person in the theatre. So we find that works very well.
Yeah, I'm sure that's really well received. And you mentioned Macbeth there as well. That was a production that you did earlier on this year, wasn't it?
Yeah, we were very, very pleased with that. And actually, we had someone from NODA, the National Operatic and Dramatic Association.
Ah, yes, the lovely NODA.
What a marvellous review. Theatre at its very best, emotionally close, not just physically close, sublime.
All the good things, all the good things to see. And, of course, we've got 2019 just around the corner. I can't believe we're nearly at the end of this year.
No.
Are there any big plans for shows or productions next year?
Right. In March, we're doing a couple of Alan Bennett's Talking Heads.
And
that's going to be in the Star Inn, which, of course, is having some noise abatement problems at the moment, which we're very sad to hear about.
Yes, yeah.
Then in May, we're planning to do a modern comedy with not decided what yet in the theatre. July, we're going to go back and take part again, as we did last July, in the Guildford Fringe Festival.
Of course.
And we will be going back to Clanderwood Natural Burial Reserve, which sounds a bit strange, but it's a marvellous glass pavilion.
Oh, wow.
And we did the Talking Heads there last summer with the audience on three sides. So we're going to do a couple of different evenings there at the beginning of July. And then November, back in the theatre, could be another Shakespeare, but we get our thinking caps on.
A nice way to end out the year.
It would be, yes.
It would indeed. So tell us again then, very quickly, 12th Night at the Electric Theatre. When is it? What is it? Can you give us any details?
Right. It is Wednesday the 5th to Saturday the 8th December at 7:30. And on Saturday, there's also a matinee at 2:30. And on Wednesday and Thursday, there is a post-play discussion afterwards. Tickets, including the £1 booking fee, are £16, with concessions and Saturday matinee £13.50. And you can book by phone with the box office, which is 01483 501200, or go online to www.electric.theatre.
Fantastic. It is going to be a good one, so make sure you go and get your tickets. Keith, it's been lovely to speak to you this afternoon.
Well, thank you very much for the opportunity.
Not a problem. And hopefully the show will go very well for you.
Thank you very much indeed.
Fantastic. Take care. That was Keith McDonough. We will have that podcast for you very soon on the website. If you want to catch up with that one again, you can go to brooklandsradio.co.uk in the coming days.